All right, this week on the show, we're going to review three movies. There's some more movies that we could talk about, but I'm going to focus on the three big films this week. Of course, that's The East, After Earth, and Now You See Me. So first up is The East. And in this film that's directed by Zal Batmanglish, starring Britt Marling, Alexander Skarsgård, Ellen Page, the film centers on an operative for an elite private intelligence firm, played by Marling, who finds her priorities changing dramatically after she is tasked with infiltrating an anarchist group known for executing covert attacks upon major corporations. And, of course, the film is The East. This film, for me, I thought really worked. Very visceral film. And for Britt Marling, who I've kind of watched, you know, because I haven't seen a lot of her earlier films. I think she came on my radar when I saw Arbitrage last fall, and I thought she was really solid in a small role. She's wonderful to look at. She also always plays characters, or at least from what I've seen, who are beautiful yet intelligent characters who really have a strong will. And she does it once again in this film. She's very good in this role where she goes deep undercover, kind of like Lawrence Fishburne's character in the film Deep Cover, and at some point gets so deep undercover that the line begins to blur between what's right and what's wrong. I think Skarsgård, of course, who a lot of people will know from True Blood, as well as Ellen Page, who Travis and I had an opportunity to talk to, and you heard it in the interview that played earlier in the show, and will play on his show, I think, tomorrow? You're playing this interview?
Tomorrow, yep. Oh, yeah, not this one. This one will be next week.
Okay. So you're going to be playing that interview next week. But, you know, Ellen Page, tiny woman, but you can tell quite accomplished, very much about her task. You know, not a lot of rah-rah with Ellen Page. You know, she's good to go. But this film, I thought, had some elements that were really interesting to me, and I forget what it's called. I think it's called freegalism, that, you know, people who go out and practice dumpster diving, and, you know, they did this, and they explained it to us. They did this for about 2 or 3 months in research for this role or research for this film. I think there's a certain authenticity to the film. There's also some scenes that had me turn my head and my friend here laughing at me when they – went inside of the deer and was pulling out whatever you pull out. Ugh, nasty. But I think that this film really works well as a suspenseful thriller, and I love the concept of eco-terrorism, which, you know, I'm kind of on the minority. I'm always like, yeah, we should do this. You know, these companies that are out here taking advantage of people, somebody needs to turn the tables on them. I think it's a subject that you don't see a lot of on the big screen, and I think that while the film's not great, I think that it does have its merits, and if I had to grade it, I'd probably be either looking at a B- or a C+. I thought that Marling was really good. I thought Paige, who balances her indie work with her work in major films like, you know, in Inception or the X-Men series, I thought she was solid in this film as well. So that's what I thought about The East